It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Down here live in Centralia, Kansas, I'm your commentator, Krenna Prophet, Kirk Hillman, back in studio. It's our opening game here of the basketball season 2025-2026 here on 92.1 at KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a great matchup here tonight between the Nemaha Central Thunder coming on the road to the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1 against the Thunder, who is of the classification of 3A. The Centralia Panthers and Nemaha Central, they opened up with each other last season. Nemaha Central, they opened up yesterday against Royal Valley on Thursday. Both boys and girls swept, with Nemaha Central girls winning over Royal Valley 67-14, and the boys winning 56-44. So already feet are wet here for this Nemaha Central team. They've already gotten one game under their belt. But it's the first game of the season here for the Centralia Panthers on both boys and girls' side. Of course, we got 15 minutes here until we get to the first tip-off between the girls' matchup between the Panthers and Thunder. And after that, we'll conclude with our second game, the Centralia boys against Nemaha Central. Looking at it last year, Nemaha Central girls, they fell to the Centralia Panthers. A big win there for the Centralia Panthers. They beat the Thunder 46-24. To open the season in 2024-2025, whereas the Centralia boys, they fell to a defeat of 49-19 to Nemaha Central. So last year we saw a split between the programs, but again, it's a new year, new leaf for both of these teams. And, you know, you kind of look at a little bit of a preview on both sides of the court. Both these teams, both girls and boys, Centralia and Nemaha Central, they lost a lot of firepower on both their sides. And we'll kind of dive more into this girls matchup after we take our first time out and break. But Dusty Thompson, fourth-year head coach of this program, went 26-0 last year, 10-0 in the Twin Valley League, won the Twin Valley League tournament on top, and also, of course, the state championship game against Little River 50-43. But this is a team that does lose a little bit of firepower. They lost a couple of good seniors, notable one being Owen Dieters, who now plays at Benedictine, who's right now actually averaging through her first three games 13.3 points a game. So, you know, again, you get a lot of people that are lost here from the Centralia team. Then you place yourself over to the Nemaha Central girls, who also lost a lot, losing 75% of their rebounding and scoring from the graduation team last year, including five key seniors. And we go on to the boys game, which we'll talk about more in depth later on in the night. The Centralia boys replacing Duke Timmel, Ben Haverkamp, Henry Heidemann, and Jacob Flenty. Panthers finished at 12-9 last year, and aim to mark in CBL, of course, looking to better those odds in 2025-2026. Nemaha Central, same boat, losing a lot of key players, four key starters. They only return five letter winners and one starter. So tonight, it's a fresh start for both of these teams. A lot of new faces, a lot, though, familiar. Of course, you're going to see some similar names as last year, some court leaders. They're going to have to come out and shine to open up this 2025-2026 season, as right now the Centralia girls, of course, the undefeated state title a year ago, going 26-0. They would like to keep that undefeated streak alive, as, again, looking to make this 27 games consecutively in a row. And can they do it here for the home opener against Nemaha Central? Well, we got to find out. We'll start this one in 14 minutes, 28 seconds for the tip-off between girls' action, Nemaha Central against Centralia. We'll take a quick step aside. We'll be right back. We'll dive right into more pregame coverage of this girls' matchup, get a little more in-depth there. Again, you're listening to 92.1 KMZA.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Kansaland Radio.
You're dialed in at 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm your commentator, friend and prophet, and Kurt Gilman back in studio 1054. Before we get to tip-off between girls basketball, it's the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1 taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 3A. These two teams opened up their schedule with each other last year. Centralia came out on top with a victory of 46-24. By the way, Centralia, when you talk about a season opening, they did it very well. Not only did they beat Nemaha Central, they also took down Silver Lake 68-58 and also went over St. Mary's. So Centralia, they got off to a hot start last year against higher classification teams, and they carried the momentum into the rest of the season. They won the TVL tournament 71-43 over the Hanover Wildcats. It would go on to win the Division II state championship game. But again, this has just been a really strong Centralia team in the past couple of years. Of course, a beautiful year, 26-0 last season with the 10-0 finish in the Twin Valley League. Last year's state title added six total in school history. The Centralia team returns a mighty 9 letter winners and 3 starters. When you talk about depth and kind of the most experienced returning, Centralia, out of all these teams tonight, boys, girls, Nemaha Central, Centralia, they have the most firepower coming back with 9 returning letter winners and 3 starters. Of course, they do lose one of the best players in probably state history at this classification in Owen Dieters, who now plays at Benedictine, who's right now averaging 13.3 points per game through her first 3 games. She's been a heck of an athlete up there at Benedictine as a Raven, but of course, the Panthers here, they're going to look to replace some of her mighty scoring from last season. Well, Thinking about that, one of the top scorers from last season, Tava Gibbs, he will be out till around Christmas time. Tava Gibbs is a great athlete here for this Centralia unit, but unfortunately she won't be available. She's a sophomore, but let me tell you, she averaged as a freshman 12 points and 8 rebounds per game last season, a first-team Twin Valley League nod, but again, she'll be out till roughly around Christmas, so she'll be the present that the Panthers are expecting to come back here into this unit a little later here into the season. But this is their opening game. They're going to have a lot of great athletes coming out on the court. Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 junior. Josie Haberkamp, the 5'10 junior. Keelan Rempe, the 5'7 junior. Cora Thompson, the 5'7 senior. And Melina Becker, also a junior there for the Panthers. That's the starting lineup for the night for the Panthers. But you look through all those players. Kramer, she averaged nearly 9 points and 3 rebounds a game last season. A 2-year starter. Given an honorable mention, a second team mention in the Twin Valley League. Josie Haberkamp also got the same award, the second team mention. She averaged over 9 points and 6 boards a game, and she was one of the top scorers as well from last year's team. So Gibbs will be missed, but again, she'll only be out for a couple of weeks, but the Panthers will still have lots of different ball handlers as well as scorers that can come in placement in that time. Of course, you'll also see Maya Tanking, the 5'6" sophomore, come out on the court. Claire Hyde, and one of the few seniors here actually on the lineup. Panthers only 2 seniors, 6 juniors, though, 6 sophomores and 6 freshmen. So they have some stout classes upcoming here. Despite having a low senior class, they did get all the way to the state championship a game in volleyball. Refaced Little River, but did fall in straight sets. So we'll see if they can repeat like last year. Lose Little River in the volleyball state game, but then go and beat them in the state basketball game. We've talked about Centralia. Let's talk about the Thunder, as they will look to make a crack of lightning. They sure did last night, 67-14, a big-time victory over the Royal Valley Panthers. Just an outstanding performing game. Hermish finished with 13 points. McKee finished with 11. Snyder, 11. I mean, you had 3 players who scored into double digits. I mean, you had also over 8 players scored in the contest as well. So when you talk about success for Nemaha Central, well, it starts with the head coach, Haddon Hilton. He's in his 16th season. He's 276-76 in his career. He is absolutely phenomenal in his tenure, which has included 7 league titles, 1 his career, and multiple trips to the state tournament. But I said earlier, 75% of the rebounding and scoring has been graduated from last year's team, but already it doesn't look like there's going to be much of a shortage here in scoring and rebounding this year for Nemaha Central, as they came out of the gate with a 67-point swing there over Nemaha Central. This is a team, over Royal Valley, but this is a Nemaha Central team that finished 15-7 last year, 3rd in the Big East and 8-2 in the league. So still an impressive league finish there. Of course, their league schedule gets started a little later. They'll start against Holton the 12th of this month, and then Jeff West they'll have right before the winter break, and then they'll have Perry LeCompton to follow right after. For Centralia, they play their first Twin Valley League opponent against Valley Heights on the 19th of this month. And of course, as a reminder again for the Panthers, that they'll be at Washington County this year for the Twin Valley League tournament. They'll start on the 17th. But real quick, we'll take another 3-minute break. We'll come right back. We'll give you some more pregame action right before tip-off. Again, it's the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1 taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 3A, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership. you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. 3 minutes until we get the tip-off, so here we'll lead you up until we get to the start of the national anthem. Again, here on 92.1 KMZA, I'm your commentator, Brennan Prophet, and Kurt Kilman back in studio. So again, we've dived into both these teams. We've talked about their great successes in their program histories. Of course, their great years that both these teams had last season. But again, it's all going to come down to this fresh start of the new year. Nemaha Central already getting their feet wet. They already had that first game yesterday against Royal Valley, winning 67-14. That wasn't considered a Big East game, by the way. That will be considered a non-league game. But it's still Nemaha Central improves to 1-0 on this season. And, of course, they defend their home court 1-0. But today, they start their first game of the season that's on the road. The Centralia Panthers' first home opener. Of course, Panthers here upcoming off St. Mary's and Silver Lake, also out of the Big East, until they'll dive right into the Twin Valley League with Valley Heights on the 19th of this month. Quickly going over the starters for both these teams before we get to the national anthem, though, of course, for the Centralia Panthers. You'll have Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior. Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10" junior. Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior. Cora Thompson, the 5'7" senior. Emily Becker, the junior as well, all there for the Panthers. And for Nemaha Central, the Thunder, you'll have Emma Hermish, the 5'8" junior, who is the lone returning starter from last year's team here for this Thunder unit. Jade Mackey, a 5'6" senior guard. Kenny McKee, a guard at 5'5", and also a senior here on this lineup. Coraline Nordis, the 5'9" senior, who last year averaged 2 points per game. And then Bailey Snyder, a 5'8" sophomore post, who averaged 2 points per game last season as well. However, Snyder, she shot 36% beyond the arc last year. So, again, expecting a big game through through both of these teams. Of course, Thunder already with a game underneath their belt. Hermish in that game against Royal Valley had 13 points. McKee, she had 11. Snyder also had 11. But, of course, point distribution kind of all around the board there for Nemaha Central, having also 3 points from Mackey, 3 points from Stahlbomber, 5 points from Nordis, 8 points from Meg Honeyman, 5 points from Leager, 2 points from Monier, and then also 6 points from Holthouse. So again, just great scoring spread there for the Thunder. Of course, they'd like to keep it the same here tonight. So, you know, before we jump really into this first game, we talk about keys. It's going to be about protecting the ball, getting into your offensive set, limiting turnovers, and of course, going out there and just playing basketball. It's technically the opening game here of the season for the Centralia Panthers, and of course the second game of the year here for Nemaha Central. So real quick, we're going to take a step aside, I believe. We'll see real quick if they actually do the lineups before the anthem, and they will officially here. So real quick, again, we'll readdress here the starting lineups, and then we'll get to the national anthem. You're locked in at 92.1 at KMZA. Real quick, though, as I mentioned, we'll have our halftime show between the halves of both the boys and girls game. Of course, be sure to stick tuned for our post-game show after the end of each contest. And we'll also have a player of the game brought to you by the Farmers St. Bing at the end of each of our contests as well. So again, quick one more run through for both these starting lineups before we send it back for the national anthem. Hayden Kramer here for Centralia. Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior. The 5'10" junior, also Josie Haverkamp. Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior guard. Cora Thompson, the 5'7" senior post. And Melanie Becker, the junior, all there for the Panthers. So again, Kramer, Haverkamp, Rempe, Thompson, and Becker. And for Nemaha Central, the Thunder, head coach by Haddon Hilgen. Emma Hermish, the 5'8" junior, Jade Mackey, the 5'6" senior, Kenny McKee, the 5'5" senior, Orline Nordis, the 5'9" senior, and Bailey Snyder, the 5'8" sophomore post. Again, the Nemaha Central Thunder, head coached by Haddon Hilstrom in his 16th season. And for the Centralia Panthers, it's Dusty Thompson in his 4th season. All right, officially now we will take a step aside for the playing of the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes for the tip-off here on 92.1 KMCA Centralia against Nemaha Central.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called rate lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Kansaland Radio.
And you made it for the start. Tip off here on 92.1. Kames, Yates, and Troy, Nemaha Central. And it's Troy who takes over first here off the tip off. Hanging in the bomb is Haverkamp. Kramer now right side wing to Becker. Becker up the top to Rempe. Rempe looking down low on the interior. Back to Haverkamp. She picks it back up after getting knocked away on the wing. And now Kramer is going to have a backcourt violation for the first turnover of the game here for the Centralia Panthers. We're on the way. 4 quarters of play, 32 minutes altogether. It's basketball action here on 92.1. KMZA, our first broadcast officially here, the 2025-2026 basketball season. Nemaha Central working left to right of your dial right here. The purple tops and purple bottoms. And the Panthers with the white tops and white bottoms with the orange and black lining. Haverkamp getting a steal to take the ball back for the Centralia Panthers. Kramer down the court to Rempe on the right wing. Looking back left here finds Kramer. Kramer, Haverkamp, left side to Thompson. Thompson drives up to the top of the key. Now she struggles with the ball and it is taken away. Nordis gets her first steal of the contest. Both teams exchanging steals. Panthers back-to-back turnovers here on offense. Now it's McKee at the very top, dribbling right-handed, looks right as well, finds Nordis. Nordis back right to McKee. McKee left-hand driving up high post, right side, long two-point shot, and that is air-mailed and will be delivered back to the Panthers. Panthers taking back over, right to left now they work. Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10" junior. Passing it off to Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior. And a man pickup here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Actually, excuse me, zone 2-3 zone getting ran by the Thunder defense. And they get another takeaway on the inside. Stolen by Snyder. That's the Panthers' third straight turnover on three straight drives. Offensively, here's a right-hand layup by Snyder. That gets rebounded down low by Josie Haverkamp. It's still 0-0, 6:30 left to go in the opening quarter. Centralia with it, it's Rempe. Twisting and turning around, finds Haverkamp to Kramer. Kramer, the right lane drive, and that starts the scoring. Aiden Kramer putting the right-hand finish And here's a full court pressure getting applied to the Seminole Central team, but they're able to break it. Getting down the court side, near side, is McKee. Swung left to the left wing to Snyder. Snyder driving high post, passing, kicking back out. Here's a long three by Hermish. It is missed and corralled for a board by the Panthers. Cora Thompson, her first rebound of the game. Here, 2-0. Centralia leads, 5:44 left to go in this opening quarter. Haverkamp underneath the basket, throws it against the glass, and it's rebounded by Jade Mackey. Mackey finished with 3 points last night against the Royal Valley Panthers. Here's Hermish on a long-range two from the short corner, and she goes in for two. Ties it at 2-all, 5:26 left to go in the opening quarter. Rempe twisting, turning, down the court, past the Panthers logo. Left, she looks to Kramer. Kramer getting a screen set for her. She sets up kind of an alley-oop kind of setup for Haverkamp, but she's not able to take it, and it is stolen away by Nordis. And that is now four turnovers on this game here for the Panthers. Four out of their five offensive drives have been stalled by takeaway. Here's Hermish on inside drive, but misses the iron to the right, and Haverkamp picks up her second board of the quarter. Kramer slowing it down on the far boundary. Big crowd down here in Centralia, Kansas. And here's another takeaway for Nemaha Central. It's McKee. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far boundary by Centralia. Upon the swat, Nemaha Central will keep it. And here's a substitution now on the floor. Macy Holthouse coming out on the floor for Kennedy McKee, as well as Meg Honeyman stepping into the game for Bailey Snyder. Here, pass immediately into Holthouse from the left corner, and nearly turning it over, gets into Rempe's hands, but it falls out of bounds. 4:35 left to go in the opening quarter. It's still 2-all. Here on 92.1, KMZA Centralia and Nemaha Central. Pass inside on the inbound from Holthouse to Hermish. It gets rebounded on the missed shot from Nordis, and she couldn't get the putback, and it's picked up by Centralia's Rempe. Now Kramer down the court, slowing down the offensive tempo here. She's got a pick and roll step to Haverkamp, but she goes left to Rempe. Rempe down the near corner. Thompson over the top, lunging for Haverkamp on the pass. Ball goes out of bounds, and we got our first foul of the game and the quarter. Charged against Emma Hermish, a 5'8" junior from Nemaha Central. So Centralia with the inbound into the glass on the near right side. Rempe getting it in, passing it off to Rempe. Rempe misses his shot, and getting the putback is Melina Becker. Haverkamp give her the assist on it. 4-2, Centralia takes the lead, 3:55 to go, and they get the steal down the court. Cora Thompson, her first steal of the 2025-2026 season. Centralia quickly down the court and nearly taken back over for Nemaha Central. But Centralia is able to keep it alive at the top of the key. Right side to Haverkamp. Now out to Rempe. Here's a long-range three-pointer. 3 foot off the arc is missed, and Mackey picks up her second board. And down the court quickly, Meg Honeyman misses a what could have been easy layup, and the rebound by Centralia. They move back down the court. Rempe, left side, going over the top of the defender on the pass off to Haverkamp. And that was one impressive setup. Haverkamp reached for it like a one-handed snag in football. Was able to come down with it and go up with the two with her first 2 points of the season. 6-2, Centralia leads by four. Nemaha Central with it. And the Centralia front court, here's a long-range two at the top of the key for McKee. And that unlocks 2 points for the Thunder. They're still down by two. 6-4, 2:41 left to go in this opening quarter. It's been a pretty quick one here. Screen set for Kramer. Passes off to Becker. Becker up to Rempe. Rempe inside in the paint to Haverkamp, but they're going to get a foul against Nemaha Central. They're going to call it against Caroline Nordis, the 5'9" senior. He's got two steals and also a rebound this game, and she picks up her first foul as well. 2:32 to go in this first period. 6-4. Centralia leads by two. Here's the inbound underneath the glass of Haverkamp. not able to grasp it, though, and it's knocked out of bounds. It stays with Centralia. Here's the next rebound, or inbound. Thielen Rempe still in the toss, and Feinfaver camp tries to go over the top of the defender with two hands, but couldn't get it to go down. Honeyman picks up the rebound for Nemaha Central. The Thunder with it on the baseline. And Nordis, there's this one against a Panther defender to get it out of bounds. Nemaha Central resets underneath the front court glass. McKee eyeing right in front of her. There she goes to her left looking for Snyder, but the ball is taken away by Centralia. And then taken right back over from McKee, so right back in the hands of Nemaha Central. They go for a fast break down the court. It's in the hands of Holthaus, who's fouled underneath the basket, and Holthaus will get to go up and shoot two from the free throw line. Nemaha Central last night against Royal Valley shot 15 of 25 against the Panthers. The team at free throws was Emma Hermish, went 5 of 10. But here's Holthaus at the line, who nails her first one. And a timeout here taken by the Lady Panthers head coach, Dusty Thompson. We got 2 minutes, 4 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-5. Centralia holds on by a rope by one. We're in the opening quarter play. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, we're back in 30.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 4 seconds left to go in quarter number one. It's 6-5. The Class 1A Division I Centralia Panthers lead over Class 3A Nemaha Central. A Twin Valley League taking on a Big East team to open here the regular season for the Centralia Panthers. Of course, Nemaha Central already 1-0 as they started their season last night against Royal Valley at home, winning 67-14. Centralia, though, they won this game last year to open the year 46-24. They're at 6-5. Centralia leads by one. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Holthaus will continue with her up at the free throw line. She made her first shot. She just missed her second. Here she goes 1 of 2, and Aiden Kramer picks up the board. Kramer down the court, nearly turns the ball over. It gets juggled between a couple of players, and picking it up, a shot from Rempe. She misses. Cora Thompson gets the rebound and the putback. Thompson, 2 boards, 2 steals, an assist, and 2 points here in this opening quarter. Centralia, 8-5 over Nemaha Central. Right now, trapped with it is Hermish. She gets it out left side, and a 3-pointer by Macy Holthaus. A huge bank 3 to tie this game up. So Macy Holthaus, after coming in from the bench, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, and then a big 3-pointer. First of the night for either team. It's 8-8, 1:15 to go in this first quarter. Centralia handling it in the front court, but they lose the ball and turn it over. It's McKee. Now it's turned back over to Centralia. Haverkamp, left side, now out to the right, tanking. Down to Becker. Rempe, short corner shot, left side, and she goes in for two. Rempe. Her first 2 points of 2025-2026 basketball season. 49 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Centralia back up by 2, 10-8. Loose ball in the court. Nemaha Central picks it up. It's McKee on the right top wing. Dribbles up softly and slowly up to the top of the key. Left side swing, now to the right to Hermish. Hermish, he drives a deep 3, but misses. And the rebound is picked up from Rempe. Rempe out to Kramer. Kramer going down the footwork here, just crossing half court. Trying to command the offense, getting someone to flash out right here. She calls for tanking. Tanking is locked up, though, and that's going to be possibly a turnover. Thompson is able to strip it away at the top of the key to keep it alive for Centralia. And then Nemaha Central gets their third foul called against them of the quarter. It's the first against Courtney Stahlbaumer. of the game. And substitutions on the court here for the Centralia Panthers. Right side, back in for Centralia. Hayden Kramer passing half court. Dribbling with her left hand right here with it. Gets a screen from Haverkamp. Goes to the left side, opposite of it. It turns the ball over. A steal by Meg Honeyman. And then a timeout called by Nemaha Central as soon as, a quarter end right after Nemaha Central gets the ball. So they'll have it at the start of the second quarter with trailing by 2, 10-8 here to the Centralia Panthers. We're back in a quick 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the start of the second quarter. Nemaha Central with it. They're down by 2, 10-8 to Centralia. The 55 left to go of the first half. Centralia with it. It's Jade Mackey. Mackey finds an open Snyder at the top of the perimeter, but she misses a three-point shot. Haverkamp picks up her third rebound, first of the quarter. As we trickle our way into quarter number two, tanking left side with it for Centralia. Looks for an overhead pass to her teammate Thompson, but a little high and over on it. That's going to be Centralia's seventh turnover of the half. Nemaha Central taking it back over. Trying to break the full court press here from Centralia. And a foul will get picked up against Hayden Kramer, her first personal of the game. This Centralia's second foul of the game in half entirely. With this, Jade Mackey for Nemaha Central getting it down the court. Right side look to Holthouse, and Holthouse goes in for two. A great pass from the left wing, and Nemaha Central ties at 10 all, 7:14 to go in this second quarter. Holthouse is coming into the game, not as a starter, but off the bench with 6 points. Haverkamp, here for Centralia in the interior of the paint, gets fouled. Haverkamp will go up and shoot two. Her first free throw attempt of 2025-2026. Josie Haverkamp averaging over 9 points and 6 rebounds a game last season. There she got 2 points and 3 rebounds. Now with 3 points, makes her first free throw shot. Haverkamp, 5'10" junior post, was recognized as the second team Twin Valley League player last year in the Twin Valley League. Haverkamp, it's her first and her second free throw shot. So Haverkamp goes 2 for 2. Now 4 points, 3 rebounds. It'll lead the Panthers in scoring in this first half. Centralia up by 2, 12-10, 68 left to go in this first half. Here's a 3-point shot for Nemaha Central! And some candy in the stocking for Meg Honeyman. The Thunder's second 3-pointer of the half. Coming at large from Meg Honeyman. That makes it 15-12. Nemaha Central finally takes the lead. And it looks like a turnover on the floor here for Centralia. Left side of the court. And that'll be Centralia's eighth turnover of the half. Nemaha Central takes back over. There's a personal foul against the offense. It was called on Maya Tanking. team's second of the quarter. Here's Josie Haverkamp, steals the ball on the far boundary. It's back to the Panthers. That's her first steal of the game, and Rempe misses the three. And there's a foul on a push on Centralia. They call it against Hayden Kramer. That's her second foul of the half. And a timeout taken here from, we're going to say, the Centralia Panthers. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll be back in 30 seconds. It's 15-12. Nemaha Central leads by three with 6:24 to go in a quarter number two.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening 92.1 KMZA. I'm your commentator, Brennan Prophet, alongside Kirk Killen back in studio. 15-12. Nemaha Central leads by three. They took the lead off a three-point shot by Honeyman. 6:17 left to go here in this first half. Nemaha Central with it. They find open Mackey on the left side, top wing. Doesn't take a three-pointer, though. Instead, she drives inside the baseline and passes it out for a three-pointer for Hermish, but Hermish misses it. The rebound's underneath the basket, though, and nor does she misses the pickup. And Haverkamp comes away with the board for the Panthers. Now it's Centralia's ball. First time now, Claire Hyde and the senior in the game for Centralia. Becker goes into Haverkamp. Haverkamp turns the ball over, and Mackey gets her second steal of the game. Nice turnover for the Panthers. And now there's some heavy pressure on left by the core from Centralia. I believe they're going to get a foul. .540 to go. No foul on the court. The last one to touch it was Centralia as the ball went out of bounds. Or Nemaha Central as the ball goes out of bounds. Centralia with it, passing into Haverkamp. Haverkamp taking a step and move inside of the basket. And she gets the finish before. Well, Haverkamp will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Getting the foul before the shot went up. 15-12. Trillia trails by three. Haverkamp gets two shots here up at the free throw line. Now a two-point game. Haverkamp hitting her first. She's now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Trying to go 4-for-4 to make it a one-point game. 5:37 left to go in this second period. Haverkamp, 3-for-3, now 4-for-4. Getting the combo meal here in the first half. 6 points for Centralia's Josie Haverkamp. And here a takeaway, a steal, and an easy bucket jump stopping in for Melanie Becker. Picks up her first steal. And just like that, the lead has been taken by Centralia. It's now 16-13. And then another turnover for Nemaha Central. It's back to Centralia. So, actually, on the board here, it looks like they adjusted the score. Now 16-13. And now Rempe up the top to Haverkamp. I think they might have taken some points, or maybe they added points to Nemaha Central and taken it away. But regardless, a score correction. And Rempe steps back for a three-pointer for the Panthers and hits it. So I was a little confused a little while ago. Some extra points may have been added. Regardless, score here 19-13, corrected. Panthers up by 6 over Nemaha Central. Jade Mackey at the top of the perimeter, heading up behind her to Snyder. Snyder to Hermish. Hermish gets a pick set for her. She drives off the right side down to the candy cane lane and is fouled. And Hermish will go up to the free throw line to shoot 2. 19-13. And Nemaha Central will call a timeout. The player at the line to shoot 2. 19-13. Centralia leads by 6. 4:47 left to go here in this second quarter on 92.1 KMZA. We'll take a quick 30 aside. We'll be right back here after this.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. 4:47 left to go in this second quarter, 19-13. Centralia leads by 6. And right here, coming up to the free throw line, Nemaha Central coming up to shoot. It's Emma Hermish. So at one point, they had Nemaha Central with 15 points on the board, and I was actually kind of staying a little bit silent, a little bit to kind of look back out my stats. And looking back at it, there is only 13 points that have been scored by Nemaha Central, but at one point, they had the score 15-12. And I think, if I'm kind of recalling this right, when Holthouse hit her three-point shot, they added 5 points and not just three. But here at the free throw line, going 1 of 2 is Emma Hermish. So regardless, the score is corrected now. It's 19-14. Centralia has the 5-point lead. Here's a three-pointer on the left side for Centralia is tanking. She misses it, but a rebound is picked up by Centralia. They have it here, and tanking looks inside and gets the assist, getting it to Melinda Becker. And tanking gets her first assist of the season. 21-14, a touchdown lead here for the Panthers. 4:16 to go in this first half. Nemaha Central working with it. Their side, Holtzhouse, trying to fight into the paint. First time calling out Ella Herder in this game, but that ball swatted away from her. Nemaha Central still has the possession. They'll throw it in from their baseline. Macy Holtzhouse into Hermish. Hermish drives to the rim and goes in for two. Hermish with the and one. 21-16. Hermish, an opportunity to make this one a 4-point game. Substitution on the floor. Kennedy McKee, the 5'5 senior, comes in for senior classmate Jade Mackey. Another substitution here as well for Nemaha Central. They'll get in Meg Honeyman. They'll have her come in for Macy Holthouse. So Holthouse comes off to the bench here with 6 points in her time after coming in from the bench. Leads this team here in points so far for the Thunder. But having the ability to time her here is Hermish. And Hermish goes in for the and one opportunity. Now 2 for 3 is Hermish. Centralia gets down the court fast. Thompson with it out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, 3-point shot from the left wing, a miss. Tanking picks up the rebound, chucks it right off the glass, and at the very top, that'll be a turnover for Centralia as it hits on top of the board. 21-17, Centralia still with a 4-point lead, 3:52 to go here in the second quarter. Hermish throws it inbounds, left side to McKee. Nemaha Central trying to break the full court press here by the Panthers. They do. Standing at half court here is Hermish. She drives inside, drops back for a two at the charity line, but misses. Haverkamp gets the rebound for her fifth board of the half. Rempe swipes it left side to tanking back to Rempe. Rempe inside to Haverkamp on the right side corner now to Heinen. Back up top to reset to the perimeter. The tanking, Heinen, and the ball is knocked away out of bounds. In the front court of the Panthers, Macy Holthouse comes back into the game for Nemaha Central, as well as Courtney Stahlbaumer, the 5'8" junior, returns in the contest. 21-17, Detroit leads by 4, 3:15 to go in the second quarter. They get the inbound play. Tanking's got an open three, but just off the top of the board, not able to hit the rim. Rebound was picked up by Hermish. Quick transition down the court. Thunder with it. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Nemaha Central keeps. Nemaha Central under the offensive board. McKee throwing it in over the top. Finds Hermish on the left side high post. And they're going to get Hermish on a travel. as she was coming down the lane. And that is the seventh turnover of the half for Nemaha Central. But, of course, 10 turnovers of the half here for the Panthers. Panthers still lead by 4, 21-17, less than 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Rempe. And that ball deflected right back in her place, trying to make the pass attempt. But Centralia still with it, tanking. Right side top wing, dribbling back up to the top of the court to the Centralia logo. Right side, hiding Rempe to the far corner. Rempe swings it cross court, tanking. Fakes the three, tries to go inside the ball, taken away like candy from a baby from Holthaus. Holthaus is trapped with it on the far boundary. Now to Hermisch. Hermisch, Holthaus, and a three falling down. Kennedy McKeeshi is fouled on a three-point shot. They get Cora Thompson, her first foul of the half. And this will be a three-point try at the free throw line for Kennedy McKee. McKee with the ability to make this a one-point game. She makes all three free throw shots. She hits her first. McKee slicing the first three-point free throw shot. Second one goes up and swirls on out. 21-18, 2:25 to go in the second quarter. McKee at the free throw line. Last night she scored 11 points against Royal Valley. Already 2 points, 2 steals. 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Here she goes, 2 for 3. Now 21-19. Centralia with just a 2-point lead. They had it at large, 19-13. Here in Emile Central, crawling back in at Heinen. Inside the low post. And she steps out of bounds on the baseline for the Panthers. And they get the 11th turnover here against Centralia, the half. 2:13 to go in the second quarter. 21-19, 2-point lead here still for the Panthers. Nemaha Central is having to face any pressure. Centralia drops out of the full court pressure. Here they go into a zone. Thunder working with it. At the top is Hermisch. Hermisch passes off right side to McKee on the wing. Back out to the top, resetting. Hermisch on the right wing, jumps inside, jump stop, two-pointer, misses. Haverkamp gets the rebound, and now it's Rempe. Rempe on the court, swinging on the left to Thompson. Thompson, the top of the wing, she swings around in circles here on the left wing. She finds Haverkamp, who flashes out in the corner, and then tanking. Tanking down to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, so tanking again on the wing. She was wide open for a three-pointer attempt. Instead, she drives to the interior. And goes for a shorter two option, and thinking goes in with the bucket. 23-19, 4-point lead for Centralia, 1:14 to go in the second quarter. Thunder McKee with it. McKee at the top, right side swing out to Holthaus. Holthaus, Hermisch, screen is set. Hermisch thinks for the three, now she's stuck on the right pivot foot. That's where we left to Honeyman. Honeyman, right lane drive, swung back out to McKee. McKee fakes left, spins right, fires, and could not deal the bucket. Haverkamp picking up her eighth rebound of the half. 45 seconds to go. Centralia 23-19 with the ball. Thompson in the interior kicks out. Heinen the three, in and out of the basket. The three-pointer missed. Hermisch picks up the rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds. Nemaha Central lose the possession as quickly as they gain it. And the Panthers make some substitutions with 31.5 seconds to go, the half. They bring back in one of their top players, Hayden Kramer. Came out for a while. She picked up two fouls. So here she'll have the opportunity to run the offense and end the half. Kramer gets it on the inbound at the top of half court. Gets to the right side. Haverkamp, Haverkamp to Kramer. Kramer stuck in the corner. It's picked up at the very top. McKee for Nemaha Central. 1-on-1 against Rempe. She is fouled for the layup attempt. McKee will go up to the top of the key to shoot two from the free throw line. McKee, last time up, went 2 of 3. She was fouled on a 3-point play. McKee hits her first. 17 seconds to go in the first half, 23-20. Australia leads by 3 over Nemaha Central. Next free throw shot is missed, but is immediately picked up by Bailey Snyder, who is fouled. And it'll go up to the free throw line and shoot 2. So as soon as Nemaha Central gets off the free throw line, they get back on it with Bailey Snyder, who went 2 of 3 last night against Royal Valley. Her first free throw shot is up, and it skids right off the top of the iron. Substitution for the Panthers. They bring Maya Tanking back in and take out Lainey Becker. Here's the second free throw shot attempt by Snyder. She misses both. And the board gets picked up by Centralia. And right after, there's a foul against Nemaha Central. They call it against Bailey Snyder. She picks up her first personal of the game. Now Centralia takes back over in control. 23-20, 13 seconds to go the first half. They can get the last shot up in points here. Kramer drives down the far boundary. And then she is fouled. They get the foul against Jade Mackey, her first personal. 7.9 seconds left to go the half. Centralia is trying to get one last bucket in. Haverkamp turns it over. Not sure where she was throwing it to, but she just gave it up to Honeyman. Here's a chance for Nemaha Central to end it with some points. And off the top of the rim, a shot attempt by Mackey couldn't go in. That ends our first half, 23-21. It's Centralia on top by 2. We'll take a step aside, and we'll get into our halftime recap during our halftime show, the Highland Community College halftime show. Well, it's the home far from that on highlandcc.edu. We'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. Again, 23-21, Centralia leads here at the half over Nemaha Central.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelDealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel.
Visit your local Steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the 92.1 KMC for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here are halftime score, 23-21, Centralia on top by 2. First quarter is 10-8. Both teams scored an equal 13 points apiece in quarter number 2. Again, we're at our halftime, 23-21, Centralia on top. Looking through our stats here, Hayden Kramer here for Centralia with 3 rebounds, 2 points, and a steal. Josie Haverkamp, 6 points, 4 at the free throw line, along with 7 rebounds, a assist and a steal. Maya Tanking, an assist and 2 points. Keelan Rempe, 5 points, a 3-point shot and 2 boards. Cora Thompson, 2 steals, an assist, 2 points, and 2 rebounds. Selena Becker, a steal, and 6 points as well. Looking at Nemaha Central, Emma Hermisch finishing with 6 points in the half. For Nemaha Central with two rebounds. Jade Mackey with 2 boards, 2 steals. Candy McKee with 2 steals and 5 points. Forline Nordis going 0-for-2 at the free throw line. No points, but 2 rebounds and 2 steals. Bailey Schneider, a steal and a rebound. Meg Honeyman, a 3-pointer and a board. And Macy Holthaus, a steal and 6 points with a 3-point shot and 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Looking at overall stats, Centralia has 12 turnovers, Nemaha Central 7, Panthers with 1 3-pointer, Nemaha Central with 2. Centralia 4-for-4 at the free throw line, while the Thunder is right now 6 of 12, shooting 50%. Centralia with 5 steals, while the Thunder have 8. Centralia also 3 assists to the Thunder's 2. And also for the Centralia Panthers, they have out-rebounded Nemaha Central 14-6. Again, unofficial stats here at the half, but again, you kind of get a picture kind of cleared here for both of these teams. Centralia in this game because they have been the dominant team on the rebounding side. However, underwhelmed in this game because they have been dominating the turnover battle. They plus 5 margin here at the half. So the first quarter into 10-8 here. Our halftime score 23-21. Centralia up by 2. Not too many other aerial score updates here in our area. We've only one halftime result from Marysville and Sabetha. Marysville girls lead over the Sabetha Blue Jays. They're on the Sabetha channel 23-15. Of course, a lot of other aerial games happening right now. Of course, KNZA, as well as all of our channel games. And it's a good time to mention this, as this is our first broadcast of the season here on 92.1 KMZA. Don't make sure you don't miss the KMZA weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evenings that begin at 5:30 p.m. And on your way home from the games, you can catch all our aerial scores after these games on Fridays, highlight stats and recap of the local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake Imbaugh every Friday night. So again, be sure after this contest, and of course all of our contests here on radio, you can tune in and listen to all the aerial scores and recaps. And of course, you'll be able to hear me again as when I send in my recap for tonight's action. But right now you're tuning in to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. So we talked some stats there about that first half, but again, it comes down to limiting turnovers, rebounding the ball, and the fundamentals. This is the opening game of the season here for the Panthers. Nemaha Central, they've already had their feet wet. They had the win 67-14 over Nemaha Central, over Royal Valley. But already, a more competitive game here for this Thunder unit. The Panthers are on top by 2. They're dominating in the rebounding category. They're doing well at the free throw line. But you look on the other side, Nemaha Central, they're limiting their turnovers better. They're hitting more big-time threes, and they got more steals. So for Centralia, as we enter the second half, the big key here for the Panthers is going to be limiting turnovers. Sometimes it's just throwing passes in spots that there's no one even at. And that's going to happen. It's your opening game of the season, but it's something that, again, you have a chance to continue to flourish tonight with and continue to improve on your offensive side. Nemaha Central, it's about being more physical, getting down low, boxing out, and getting those rebounds and having second-chance opportunities on top of limiting second-chance opportunities for the Centralia Panthers. So we'll take a step aside for the next 2 minutes, and we'll come back for the second half action. We've still got 2 quarters, 16 minutes left to go of girls action. Of course, we'll have boys to follow right after all here at 92.1 KMZA. The Centralia Panthers 23 and the Nemaha Central Thunder 21 here at the half.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to be recognized with the 2025 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in Quality and Patient Perspectives. This national honor places NBCH among the top-performing rural hospitals in the country. Combined with our recognition as a top 20 critical access hospital, this award reflects our unwavering commitment to providing high-quality, compassionate care close to home. We thank our exceptional staff and the communities we serve for making this achievement possible. We're people you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back for our 19.1 KMZ Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, on the highlandcc.edu. 23-21, Centralia leads here over in Emaha Central. We got 15 seconds until we start the second half. Two quarters of action left to go. 16 minutes altogether here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Emaha Central will start off with the ball here in quarter number three.
I'll be right back.
And down by two, 23-21. Emma Hermish on the inbound. Far side of the court. They'll work right to left of your dial near the Emaha Central Thunder. Hermish inbounding and getting it into Jade Mackey. Mackey, in the first half, didn't have any points, but two steals and two rebounds. Left side, she swings out to Hermish. Hermish, a three-point shot, and off the iron, but a rebound pickup from Nordis. And Nordis out to McKee. McKee nearly loses the ball, but keeps it alive on the near sideline near the scores table. Here's a three-pointer again by Emaha Central. They miss it. They take another one off a rebound, and with three second-chance opportunities, now make it four second-chance opportunities. Four straight rebounds. Emaha Central has been given. And here's another three-pointer. It is so hard to keep a track of all the action going so fast. Haley Snyder misses, and Centralia has picked up the next rebound by Caden Kramer. So with five opportunities to get points, Thunder not able to come up with it. They had four straight rebounds. And now Kramer goes in for a two. It only took the Panthers one try, and they go in 25-21. 66 left to go here of the third quarter. Centralia on top by four. Jade Mackey with it on the right side. They're working to the backcourt. Emaha Central trying to push it up. Here Hermish driving left side lane, kicking out to McKee. McKee on the left wing, back up top to Hermish. 2-3 zone for the Panthers. They've ran mostly a zone familiar defense in this game. Now left side. Out for another three-pointer here for Emaha Central on the attempt, but it is missed by Bailey Snyder. But another rebound for the Thunder. So here's a second-chance opportunity. What up for Nordis, and she misses. And another rebound by Mackey. But a shot missed again. Emaha Central already coming out, rebounding very well, but unfortunately just not able to finish their shot. McKee on the inbound play goes over the top of the perimeter to Jade Mackey. 25-20 right now. It shows on the board, but it should be 25-21. They actually just removed my point right as I looked at it. So I'm not sure about that. I've done that a couple times today. 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Centralia gets the steal, the ball right back. And going in for two, I believe Elena Becker, again, kind of caught off guard by the fact they just took a point away. Not sure where that would have came from, but 27-20. Centralia up by 7 now. Might have to recount my sheet myself, I suppose, again. I've had to do that a couple times already in this game. 5:42 left to go in this third quarter. Centralia gets it right back. They're working left to right down the court. Kramer out to the lane to Becker. Right side wing. Becker drives low, now passes out left to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, Kramer, Becker, and there's a foul on the floor against Nemaha Central. They call it against Bailey Snyder. She picks up her second personal foul of the game. 27-20 right now. Centralia leads by 7. 5:27 left to go. Quarter number 3. Centralia with it. Working left to right, your dial with the ball. Toss in Rempe to Haverkamp at the top of the perimeter. A drive down Candy Cane Lane, and Ray Haverkamp not able to get the 2-point shot. And McKee picks up a rebound. Down the court, Hermish pushing out to Nordis, and a foul against the Panthers on the interior. I believe they're going to get Aiden Kramer on the foul. Yes, they do. That's her fourth personal of the game. Lenny Becker was called on it. That is Becker's fourth personal of the contest. Nemaha Central toss it in near side. Missed by Nordis, but a rebound and put back by Emma Hermish. So getting the offensive board and putting in for two. Hermish does. Leading the team with 8 points and 3 rebounds in this game against the Panthers. Nemaha Central last night against Royal Valley with 13 points. And here's a 3-pointer for Centralia on the far corner. Keelan Rempe, her second 3 of the game. Rempe was a terrific 3-point shooter last season. Here she continues it this year as well. Here's a deep 2-point shot from the top of the post. Nemaha Central to miss. Haverkamp picks up the board, 30-22. It's an 8-point lead for Centralia. Another 3 for Rempe attempted, but she missed it. Nordis picks up the rebound and trying to steal the ball and take it right back to Centralia, but it's in the hands of Nemaha Central. They keep it down the court. Jade Mackey, left side. I think they're going to get a foul on the floor. It also looks like Cora Thompson might have took quite a hard hit. For Centralia, I think she might come out of this game, or maybe she just shakes it off. That was quite a rough tumble. She put her hand on her head, but she quickly shakes it off to Cora Thompson. It will stay out on the court. 30-22, 8-point lead for Centralia. 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Emma Hermish on the left side wing. Toss into the low post, but taken away by Haverkamp. Haverkamp continues to take candy. Here from this Nemaha Central team, and there's a turnover right back to Nemaha Central. Take away from McKee. One team turns it over, it feels like it gets flipped right back across the board. Hermish, left side, McKee, here's a 3-pointer, but off the top of the iron. Too strong on the shot from McKee, 30-22, 3:42 left to go in the third quarter. Centralia up by 8. Kramer with it, trapped in the left top boundary. And she's able to get it right back here from her teammate. They're passing it away, and Kramer drives inside and gets fouled. Kramer will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Trying to extend this to a double-digit game. It'd be the first time a team has led by double digits. And if so, Kramer, she hits her first. Kramer now with 5 points on the game. And a timeout is called by Nemaha Central. It's going to be a full timeout. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Centralia leads 31-22, a 9-point lead here over Nemaha Central as Centralia again has the lead. We're back to the 60-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. Come explore the flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smoke. Smoking Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ. I'm Quinn and Prophet. Kirk Kilman back in studio. 31-22, Centralia leads. A chance here to take the double-digit lead after Nemaha Central timeout. 3:30 to go in the third quarter as it is Hayden Kramer at the free throw line. She made her first shot. Now she looks to make her second right after the timeout. And here she does. Hayden Kramer makes it a 10-point game. Going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Centralia is now 6-for-6 on the game. 32-22, a 10-point lead now for the Panthers. Hermish, 20 mile central with it. At the top of the perimeter, swings it left side. Now to Herter. Left side wing. Honeyman now crossing the court right to Hermish. Hermish inside the paint. Dumps it off to her teammate in the key. But McKee couldn't get the finish, but she'll get the rebound. Looking for the putback. She couldn't do it. And Haverkamp gets the defensive rebound for the Panthers. But she transitions quickly down the court. The tanking on the right wing. Back up to Kramer. Kramer to tanking. Tanking keeping it high above her head. Now dribbling low. Passing out to Hyman. Hyman to Rempe. Rempe on the far wing. Drives inside. Now spinning around. Back up to Hyman. Hyman on the baseline. Works it. Tries to find to Kramer. Does on the pass. Rempe. Here's a three-pointer. A foot from the arc. And Rempe drains it. Rempe. Her third three of the game. And the largest lead here for the Panthers, 35-22 over Nemaha Central. 2:30 left to go in the third quarter. Nemaha Central has to call a timeout to die down momentum. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We're back after this here on 92.1 KMZA.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. 2:30 left to go in quarter number three. 35-22. He's got a 13-point lead here for the Centralia Panthers over Nemaha Central. That lead getting extended with a 3-point shot by Keelan Rempe. Here's a 3-point shot from Nemaha Central. Missed, but rebounded by Hermish. Hermish is on the far corner. Going up top to Holthouse. Holthouse behind her to Honeyman. Honeyman right wing back to Hermish. Hermish left hand drive inside. A right hand finish though on the hook shot. And now Emma Hermish leading the way with double digit scoring 10 points. Really getting a takeaway down the court as the Panthers try to push it. Hermish knocks the ball out of bounds. Centralia takes back over. 35-24. An 11-point game for the Panthers. As they have the lead, 1:54 left to go in quarter number three. Emma Hermish steps off the court here in substitution. And for her, they'll bring Ella Herter. Rempe. Rempe on the right corner. Another 3-point shot. That time she misses it. Trying to make her fourth one of the game. Now here to Kramer. Kramer back out to Rempe. Rempe with it. Passes far cross court to Kramer. And there's a foul on the floor. That is a risky as risky passes to get from Rempe. But she was able to get it over the bumper to Kramer. However, a foul on the floor against Nemaha Central. It keeps it the Panthers' ball. Panthers have it in the front court. Underneath their own offensive basket. Inbounding to Kramer. Kramer tanking. Tanking fakes the three. Throws it out to Rempe. Rempe unleashes the trigger. But misses short of the iron. And I think a little north as well. 35-24, 11-point lead here stands for Centralia after the airmail, and Nemaha Central takes over with Snyder. Passing it off to McKee, who takes it down the court. Man-to-man defense from Centralia. They bring it out. Leager out to Snyder, and the ball's taken away by Kramer. Kramer quickly down the court, one-on-one, and she goes in for two. Kramer, 8 points. And five rebounds and two steals here for the Panthers. 37-24, a minute left to go in the third quarter. Centralia with the lead. Yamaha Central. Control. At the very top of the perimeter. Toss out to the right to Leager. Leager drives in, left hand, down the lane drive. But unfortunately, again, another missed shot. Claire Heinen comes up with the rebound. And quickly, fast break down the court. Josie Haverkamp got it passed to her. She turned around, realizing she couldn't make the shot. And she sent an absolute bullet back to her teammate in Heinen. And she was not prepared at all for the ball as it ricocheted off her hands and went out of bounds. So a pinball effect. Ball went out. Yamaha Central takes back over. Yamaha Central with it. Here to McKee. McKee turns it over. Rempe with the steal, her first of the game. Taking it down the court. Out to the left side to Tanking. Tanking, turning around. Right look to Heinen on the near wing. Now switched out to the far wing. It's Kramer on a three. But she sent that one long. That went out of bounds. Last to touch it was the Panthers. Ball now here for Yamaha Central. A substitution on the court. Cora Thompson steps back into the game for Keelan Rempe. Rempe comes off to the bench with 3 threes and 11 points here for Centralia. Get her refreshed here for the fourth quarter. We got 12 seconds until we get there. 10 seconds left here now of this third quarter. 37-24, Centralia leads Yamaha Central, driving with it. Hermish down the lane, but a miss again. Another miss layup here in the quarter for Yamaha Central. The Thunder struggled with shooting here in this third quarter. They were only down by 23-21 entering this third quarter, but now they're down 37-24. We'll take a quick 60 seconds aside. We're back here. On that 2.1, Kane's going to start of the 4-37-24. It's all Centralia.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
At SDS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SDS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SDS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA. The start of the fourth quarter here for girls basketball. Centralia and Yamaha Central. Centralia is on top, 37-24. Yamaha Central with the ball, though. Left side swing out to Hermish on a corner three-pointer. She misses the shot, though, and Kramer comes up with the rebound. Kramer, who has 8 points, six rebounds, two steals here for the Panthers in the half, takes it down the court. Swings it out to Rempe. Rempe to Thompson. Thompson standing on the arc and sets a screen as she passes it out to Rempe. Rempe out to Haverkamp inside the paint. And the ball is knocked away from the Thunder. Centralia here commands it underneath the offensive basket. 37-24, 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia has the lead. And the ball out to Kramer from the inbound from Rempe. Back to Rempe on the left side, far wing. He may flash it out in front of her. That's Tanking, but they're going to get a double dribble, actually a half-court violation here from the Panthers. Here the Panthers with over 15 turnovers in this game against the Thunder. Here they have the 13-point lead, 37-24, 7:08 to go in the fourth. Seamall Central inbounding it. Here on the far side of the court, getting it in. Hermish, right wing. Set up screen, drops back for a three, and Hermish, she drains it from afar. Hermish hits her first three of the game. And now it's just 37-27, a 10-point game. 6:42 left to go in the fourth. Centralia still with the lead, but they turn the ball over. A steal by Honeyman, her third of the game, as she takes it down the court fast. And trying to get that fast break to come through. Ball is swatted out by Centralia. Meanwhile, Central has the possession still. Trying to see who's going to inbound underneath the basket. They're going to elect Hermish to do so. Actually, they'll move Hermish out, and they'll have Jade Mackey throw it in instead. So here's Mackey underneath the basket. A player falls down for Nemaha Central, but they're able to get the ball in to Leaguer. And there is a knockout on the court. Ball goes out of bounds, and Centralia takes it back over. 37-27. Centralia leads by 10, trying to keeps the ball here, and I think Centralia just got another backcourt violation. They did. That is back-to-back backcourt violations for the Panthers. All the Thunder have to do here in this fourth quarter to come back is honestly make their shots and execute offensive possessions. They've had plenty of second chance, third chance, and fourth chance opportunities on some drives and possessions. They just haven't been able to finish the scoring. Nemaha Central with it on the far boundary. There are the student section of Nemaha Central. Back up top. Nemaha to the top of the perimeter. Left side up to Hermish. Hermish, a long three, straightaway shot. 4 foot off the top of the key. And Hermish sinks it. Two threes in this quarter for Hermish. And that has surely helped the Seamoth Central team come back in this game. Down by 13, now only down by 7. 37-30. Kramer attempts a three, misses. It's rebound by the Thunder. McKee down the court quickly. Taking a one-on-one shot, a short two. It's rebounded by Nordis. And that's another three that goes in and out of the basket. A three-point attempt there was by Leaguer, but a fair miss. Kramer. Out to Rempe. Rempe to tanking on the far wing. Both teams getting real aggressive here with it. 3-2 zone being ran by Nemaha Central, closing up any potential chance for inside shooting for this Panthers team. And they're going to get a 3 second in the lane call against the Panthers. That's going to be an offensive turnover. And in this quarter alone, the Panthers have scored 0 points and have had three straight turnovers. 5:13 to go in the fourth. 37-30, Centralia still leads by 7. And Andy McKee now down the court for Nemaha Central. Centralia Panthers drop back into a zone defense, and they allow Hermish to have an easy lane drive, but she couldn't finish the layup, and the rebound picked up by Melanie Becker. Becker out to Kramer. Kramer down the court here. She finds Haverkamp inside. She's got an open lane. She takes it right at the rim and goes in for two. Haverkamp gets her first point for the second half here in the fourth. Here's a reverse layup, and Macy Holthouse, a display of skill on the court. 39-32. It's back to a 7-point game. Nemaha Central trails by 7 to Centralia. Becker underneath the basket is fouled off a offensive rebound, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 39-32. Things are heating up for both sides. As a reminder, we've still got a boys contest to follow right after. At the free throw line is Becker. Her first shot is up and it is in. Becker had 6 points in the first half, 2 points here in the second half, now three after making their first free throw shot of the game. See if she can go 2 for 2, and Melanie Becker can indeed go 2 for 2. 6 points in the first half, 4 in the second. Becker's at 10 points on the game. And a timeout here is taken on the court with 4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout taken by Centralia. 4:25 to go in the fourth, 41-32. Centralia has the lead. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
4 minutes, 25 seconds to go in quarter number four down here in Centralia, Kansas, where Centralia has the lead in their home opener, 41-32 over Nemaha Central, the Lady Thunder. Here, Nemaha Central controls it. McKee up at the very top, takes a jump shot from the charity line and could not hit it. And the rebound is taken by Kramer. Kramer down the court. Fast transition for Centralia with no pressure. Becker on the baseline, kicks it out to Rempe. Rempe is long three. It's in and out of the hoop. And the ball skins its way out of bounds. And they're going to give the possession here to Nemaha Central. 41-32. A 9-point game. Centralia with the lead with now less than 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Nemaha Central have come back slightly in this quarter with two threes for Emma Hermish, but that's all the scoring that has been. Diving inside, Nemaha Central. It's Snyder, and she loses the ball. It's taken away by Haverkamp for Haverkamp's fourth steal of the game. Rempe on the right wing for Centralia. Goes over the top to Haverkamp. Ball knocked away out of bounds, but then put back right in from Haverkamp and stolen by Holthaus. Holthaus with it. Swings out right side to Hermish. Hermish attempts a three with some finesse, but too much finesse on it. It's airmailed, and it's back to the hands, for the paws, I should say, of the Panthers. 41-32, 3:16 to go in the fourth. Centralia still with the 9-point lead. Aiden Kramer with it. Trying to bring a half-court press here by Nemaha Central. They're able to get past it. Centralia is here out to court. Thompson in the paint. She turns around to the basket. Could not execute the shot. The ball is just rolling around on the ground. Hayden Kramer finally grabs it on the far wing, and then she is pushed by Nemaha Central for a foul. Always the most exciting when basketball turns into a game of fish out of water, where the ball is just everywhere and anywhere, and someone's just trying to grab a hold. 41-32 here. Centralia still with the lead. They inbound it underneath the offensive basket with 2:57 to go in the fourth. Lenny Becker out to court. Thompson, right side of the wing. At the top to Rempe. Rempe drives left side. Spins, turns to the high post. She kicks out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp keeps it from going out of bounds. And then the ball is punched out from her right hand. But saving it from going from past half court is Kramer. Kramer, pick and roll is set for, but instead she drives inside and fouled. Kramer, to the line she'll go. 2:35 to go in the fourth. 41-32. 9-point lead here still for the Centralia Panthers. They can get it back to a 10-point game. Their largest lead was of 13 points in the third quarter. Aiden Kramer, first shot is up and is good. So far, the Centralia Panthers at the free throw line are 9-for-9. Shooting at, well, if you did the quick math, let me see, 100%. That's pretty easy. Here's the next shot by Kramer, and she goes in again as well. Centralia, 10 of 10 at the free throw line. They're up 43-32, an 11-point lead now for the Panthers. 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter, and Nemaha Central working with it. Kick out. Here's a three-pointer from the left wing. It is missed, though, by Honeyman and rebounded by Centralia. Thompson out to Kramer. Kramer, Rempe on the right wing. Now flash left side. Going into the interior on the pass. Kramer to Becker, and Becker is fouled underneath the glass. They get the foul against Jade Mackey. Grumpy checks over to our coach, Dusty Thompson. He's in his fourth season, a record of 62-13, trying to pick up win number 63. Gets the inbound play confirmed, throws it in. Controlio with the control of the ball, and here the tempo. Hayden Kramer into Haverkamp in the paint. Haverkamp one on two, and she wins it. Haverkamp now with 10 points on the game. Centralia has now multiple players in double-digit scoring. 45-32, back to their largest lead of 13 points for the Panthers. There's 1:42 to go in the fourth. Meanwhile, Central with it. Hermish, left side, out to Honeyman. Honeyman, a drive in from Herder on the pass off, but Herder not able to go in for two. And now Kramer takes it down the court off Becker's rebound. Kramer on the right side wing. Out to Rempe. Rempe cross-courting back to Kramer. Kramer down the right corner to Becker. Becker on the baseline. She drives to Haverkamp. And Haverkamp gets the two. And Kramer gets the assist. 47-32, the largest lead for Centralia. It comes with 1 minute to go in the fourth. 15 points over Nemaha Central. And a foul is called. 1 minute to go. A long way up for Nemaha Central. Here in quarter number four, with only 61 seconds left in this game, 47-32, Centralia has been able to just depart the scoring in the second half. They only led 23-20 at halftime. Right here they have scored 24 points in the second half, and they've limited the Thunder to just 12. Here on the inbound play, Nemaha Central nearly losing possession of the ball, and yes, they do. Central over 10 turnovers on this game. And it looks like we might have some substitutes on the side for Centralia. They're going to put a five-man rotation in, get some backups. Kira Niehaus coming into the game for Centralia. Darren Osterhaus, as well as Claire Heinen stepping back in, the senior, and Claire Tanking. So a lot of substitutions. Also Kaylee McKee, the sophomore. Heinen with the ball right now for the Panthers, and there is a jump ball, and the possession goes to Nemaha Central. So with a 15-point lead, Centralia feels comfortable kind of putting in their bench players and JV in. And I think they've secured this game. And again, it's a 15-point lead, 47-32, with now 46 seconds not to go in the fourth quarter. And the ball here should be Nemaha Central, but no Nemaha Central player is there for the rebound. It was actually Centralia at first, and they got the mix-up fixed, and now it's Nemaha Central on the inbound. They get it into McKee. McKee driving down left side boundary. Now driving out to her left side. Here she'll take a long two from the high post. It's a missed shot, and the rebound is picked up by Osterhaus. And it's sealed by the Thunder. They take it back over. McKee, three-pointer off the top of the rim by Jordan Haverkamp. And there looks to be a foul on the floor. They call it against Osterhaus. That's her first personal. With 22 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter and a 15-point lead, it looks like the Centralia Panthers may have just came away with this one, but we'll see here. Nemaha Central with it. Left side out to Haverkamp. Jordan Haverkamp swung out. Far right to Leaguer. Leaguer, the long two-point shot. She's able to make it, but I think that would be game now. 6 seconds left to go, and the Centralia Panthers will run out the clock here. 47-34, Centralia back-to-back years here. They take down the Class 3A Thunder, and Centralia's 26-game winning streak extends to 27 after their undefeated state title of last season. A big-time win for the Centralia Panthers. We'll take a step aside here, and we'll come right back. Again, a victory for for the Centralia Panthers to begin the year. We're back right after this for our post game.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steeldealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from steel.
Visit your local steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to be recognized with the 2025 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in Quality and Patient Perspectives. This national honor places NBCH among the top-performing rural hospitals in the country. Combined with our recognition as a top 20 critical access hospital, this award reflects our unwavering commitment to providing high-quality, compassionate care close to home. We thank our exceptional staff and the communities we serve for making this achievement possible. We're people you know, care you trust.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZN. And the recap here for our girls' contest with the Centralia Panthers come out on top 47-34 over Nemaha Central. Back-to-back years here now that the Centralia Panthers have taken down the Class 3A Thunder. Centralia from Class 1A Division 1, they extend their winning streak now to 27 consecutive games, as last year they finished 26-0, the undefeated state title in Class 1A Division 1 with the victory over Little River 50-43. But again, that winning streak continues now at 27 straight games. They opened up the year here with a win and improved to 1-0. They 47-34 defeat here over Nemaha Central. Thunder now drops to 1-1. They beat Royal Valley yesterday 67-14, but now here they take a loss and a fall to the Centralia Panthers. As again, set the final score 47-34. The halftime ended 23-20. And the Thunder were outscored in the second half 24-14 and outscored in the third quarter specifically 14-4. Nemaha Central honestly just really struggled with getting their shots up and executing them and finishing them. They opened up that second half and kind of, if you want a way to summarize that game, the first possession for Nemaha Central in the third quarter, they had five opportunities. They had four straight rebounds and couldn't finish a single one of those shots. And that kind of summarized the entire game there for Nemaha Central is great drives. They won the turnover battle by more than six turnovers. They did well in the rebounds, but unfortunately, again, they just didn't finish the shots on the board, and that's what kind of made that contest. Centralia was able to finish. They went 10-7 at the free throw line, hitting three threes total, 10 steals and 27 rebounds. On Nemaha Central, they hit four threes, went 6-12 at the free throw line, 14 steals, 20 boards, and only roughly about 12 turnovers. Leading Nemaha Central in scoring was Emma Hermish with 16 points and 2 threes. She had 6 points in the first half and 10 points in the second half, including 2 threes that came in the fourth quarter. Kenny McKee, she finished the game with 5 points all in the first half. Meg Honeyman with 3 points, and then Macy Holthouse with 6 points in the first half, 2 points in the second half to get 8 points total. The Centralia Panthers finished with 4 players total with double-digit scoring, 10 points from Kramer, 12 points from Haverkamp, 11 points from Kaylin Rempe with her three threes, and Melana Becker also with 10 points as well. But our player of the game goes to no one here than to Josie Haverkamp. It's kind of a toss-up here between Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp. Really, you can kind of go both ways here. But I want to give it to Josie Habercap, the 5'10" junior. She finished with 4 steals in the game and assists. She went 4-for-4 at the free throw line. She had 8 rebounds, 12 points, kept it even, 6 points in the first half and 6 points in the second half, and led the Panthers in scoring and tied for rebounds. So again, the Centralia Panthers improved to 1-0 on the season. Nemaha Central drops to 1-1. The next opponent here for the Centralia Panthers, Lady Panthers, will be St. Mary's next Tuesday. And for Nemaha Central, they'll have a chance to bounce back against another CDL opponent as they will take on the Hanover Wildcats. Again, Nemaha Central drops to 1-1. For the Panthers' first CDL game, will come against the Valley Heights Mustangs on the 19th of this month. And for the Thunder, they will take on Holton on the 12th of this month. That will be next Friday. And that game will also be on 92.1 here, KMZA and the Holton Channel. So we're going to take a step aside real quick, and we'll come back for the start of the boys' game, Centralia and Nemaha Central boys' action here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, you're listening to the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Join us back in a bit here for the boys' game. But one final reminder, Centralia girls wins 47-34 over Nemaha Central.